Well, I thought today for our summer theme week,
yes,
we would talk about a very refreshing summer treat.
Oh, okay.
Watermelon.
Watermelon.
Do you like watermelon?
I do like watermelon.
Yeah.
I mean, I eat watermelon. They're big and they're somewhat of a pain to cut up, but you can buy them cut up already.
Right, but they're more expensive, which is really the killer.
Well, I can't imagine what they cost now.
Yeah, so, I know, right?
Right. So, a whole watermelon it is and a big sharp knife.
That's right. So watermelons were originally cultivated for their high water content. They are 91% water, after all. And they were stored to be eaten during dry seasons, not only as a food source, but as a method of storing water. I mean, you could hollow them out and keep your water in there, I guess.
Okay.
Many 5,000-year-old wild watermelon seeds were discovered at a prehistoric archaeological site located in southwestern Libya.
Jeez.
This discovery may support the possibility that the plant was more widely distributed in the past.
Did the seeds still work after all that time? Do we know? Is that a thing that
would
work?
Probably not. 5,000 years?
It's a long old time.
That's pretty old. That's
yeah, but they're seeds. Yeah. They don't have an expiration date on them, do they?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
We'll never know.
In the 7th century, watermelons were being cultivated in India, and by the 10th century had reached China.
Oh, wow.
They were widely planted in Europe in the 17th century, and European colonists introduced the watermelon to the New World. Oh. Spanish settlers were growing it in Florida in 1576, really? And it was being grown in Massachusetts by 1629.
Grow anywhere.
Early watermelons were not sweet, but bitter, with yellowish-white flesh, and they were difficult to open.
That's
also, yeah.
Awful.
So not
counts.
Exactly what we know today.
Bitter, you said?
Yeah, yeah. Through the process of breeding, watermelons later tasted better and were easier to open.
Good job. Good job. Get to work
Thank
on pickles.
Thank you to whoever did that.
Yeah, get to work on pickles. Yeah. Make those taste better.
So thanks to their sweet taste, watermelons are most commonly considered a fruit, and they do grow like a fruit originating from flowers that have been pollinated by bees.
Oh.
And from a botanical perspective, they are fruits because they contain seeds.
Ah.
However, watermelon is classified as part of a botanical family of gourds that contains... That contains vegetables like cucumber, squash, and pumpkin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
In 2007, the Oklahoma State Senate honored its then 14th biggest crop by making it the state vegetable. So a watermelon is Oklahoma's state vegetable.
Really?
Yeah. It couldn't be the fruit.
No.
Because it was already given to the strawberry.
Sorry, strawberry.
So,
but they didn't have
now,
a vegetable yet?
Apparently not. So watermelon it was.
Watermelon stepped right up.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So there are more than 1,200 varieties of watermelon. Contrary to what you might have heard, seedless watermelons are not genetically modified. Seedless watermelons were initially developed in 1939 by Japanese scientists, but remained rare initially because they did not have sufficient disease resistance.
Oh.
Seedless watermelons became more popular in the 21st century, rising to nearly 85% of total watermelon sales in the United States.
Wow.
Yeah. Those white seeds that you still see in your seedless watermelon.
Yeah, what are those?
Those
about?
Are actually empty seed coats, and they are perfectly safe to eat.
Oh.
The Carolina Cross variety of watermelon produced the current world record for heaviest watermelon, weighing in at 351 pounds.
Jeez.
And that was grown in Tennessee in 2013.
Imagine the knife to cut that one open.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So farmers in Japan have been growing cube-shaped watermelons for more than 40 years.
They have not.
The melons are grown in boxes, and so they take the shape of the container.
Yeah, right.
Square watermelons were intended to fit more compactly in fridges and be able to be cut more easily.
Not a bad
idea. Not rolling around like regular watermelon.
Sure.
However, to retain the proper shape, the cube melons must be harvested before they're ripe, which renders them inedible. Really.
Oh, so it's
yeah.
All for nothing.
So they are essentially ornamental, and they are often very expensive with prices as high as $200 U.S. dollars.
I'll pass.
Yeah.
Pass on that.
Yeah. So since the advent of the cube watermelon, other watermelon shapes have been introduced, such
really?
As hearts and pyramids.
And pyramids.
Yeah.
What
I'd
is
like
going
to see a
on?
Heart-shaped watermelon.
Adorable.
It's kind of cute, right?
Yeah.
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 So when it comes to choosing the best watermelon at the grocery store, there's three things you need to look for.
Is this right? Okay, let's have it. What are the
first, it should feel heavy.
Okay.
Because the denser it is, the more juice it has.
Oh.
Also, you should look for a yellow spot, which is where the watermelon has rested on the ground. And when that is a creamy yellow, that means it's ripe.
Really?
And then you can give the watermelon a little tap,
tap,
tap on the watermelon.
Yeah.
And if it sounds hollow, it's at peak ripeness. underripe or overripe melons will sound dull.
I'm going to be honest with you. The yellow spot, if I hadn't been listening just now, if I saw a yellow spot, I would think it was not supposed to be there. I would pass on the watermelon.
Really?
Well, is it supposed to be yellow?
Yeah.
I mean, I know, but the rest of it's not. So right. The yellow...
That's where it's been on the ground.
I know.
Oh.
I was listening. I know, but I was just saying...
I don't know why you're confused.
Well, because if I saw an orange with a black spot, I'd be like, well,
oranges grow on trees.
I understand that. But what's so good about it sitting on the ground that makes it wonderful?
I'm just saying. That's why that... Never mind.
I know. I feel like we're talking in circles.
We are. It's okay.
All right.
That's what you should look for.
We'll duke this out off the air. You picked out a record to go along with Watermelons.
Yeah, so we're going to play Watermelon Man by Mongo Santa Maria.
Wonderful. About time. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
What an adorable song. Mongo Santa Maria. So it's called Watermelon Man. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about watermelon as part of our summer theme week.
Sure are.
Yeah.
Sure are. Let's go ahead and recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Watermelons are 91% water.
Seedless watermelons are not genetically modified.
And watermelons can be grown in different shapes, including cubes, hearts, and pyramids.
Oh, the heart-shaped. Watermelon.
Never knew there were square watermelons.
No, that's weird.
Inedible.
They grow in a box and it just takes the shape of the box.
Yeah.
So in essence, you really could probably make any shape watermelon. But you just
I suppose.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. You mentioned that the white seeds were safe to eat.
Yeah.
And so I wondered if that meant that the black seeds were not safe to eat. But you say, no, you can eat those.
No. And apparently you can also, like, you know how with pumpkin seeds, you can like dry them or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, you do the same dried thing with watermelon
roasted.
Seeds?
It says, Wikipedia says, the seeds have a nutty flavor and can be dried and roasted or ground into flour.
So why have I wasted so much time trying to, when I eat watermelon, avoid the seeds or spitting them out?
I don't know.
And they're perfectly safe to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. Folks want to learn more about watermelon, Sarah. I can't imagine there's much more to learn, but if they wanted to learn more, where would they go? What would they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Will you be serving watermelon at your big Memorial Day birthday soiree?
Usually
you will be.
I do, yes. I buy like a big giant one and that's perfect.
And you cut it up?
Mm-hmm.
And you lay it out like you do, like sideways like this, like on a plate?
Yes.
It's wonderful.
Usually.
Yeah, great. All right. Excellent.
The kids like it.
What? The kids like it?
The kids love it.
Of course
the kids love watermelon slices.
It's all juicy running down their face, all over their shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing like it. Wonderful. Have a great rest of your day, Kay. Back again tomorrow for a Thursday edition of the summer theme week. Wonderful. Forecast traffic on the way and more Earth, Wind, and Fire. We'll do some new shoes. More straight ahead on Legends 1027.